About 4,000 people are expected to attend this year's International Conference on Family Planning. The three-day meeting opens November 12th in Addis Ababa. The theme is Full Access, Full Choice. Organizers describe the conference as a movement and platform in the family planning agenda. They say Ethiopia was chosen to host this year's meeting because of its strong commitment to family planning and its access to modern contraceptive methods. A new resource will be unveiled at the conference called Programming Strategies for Postpartum Family Planning. It's a joint effort by the World Health Organization, USAID, the UN Population Fund, and ministries of health from many countries, among others. It's called a roadmap for designing effective postpartum family planning programs at both the local and national levels. Ann Fitzer is the family planning team leader for the USAID's Maternal Child Health Integrated Program, or MCHIP.
This resource is going to change how family planning is provided to women around the time of birth and the postpartum.
She says during postpartum, the time after childbirth, women have distinct and unmet family planning needs.
We have seen that postpartum family planning is essential, is needed, it saves lives. We think that this resource document is going to help many countries do more to reach women who right now may be confused about family planning options right around the time of birth.
In fact, she says, many women may be unaware of the risk of becoming pregnant again so soon after giving birth.
In many countries, too many closely spaced births, which are associated with negative outcomes for both mothers and babies, in terms of their health. We know, I think, intuitively that mothers don't want to have a baby every year. Mortality curves show much better outcomes between 3 to 5 years between pregnancies.
Organizers say data for 27 developing countries show that 95% of postpartum women want to avoid another pregnancy in the 2 years following birth. They add that 65% have an unmet need for contraception.
The problem, I think, is that many women themselves are confused about when they might get pregnant after a pregnancy. They have misconception about methods of family planning, how they interact with breastfeeding, for example, or sometimes they think that because it took them 3 years to get pregnant last time, it will be the same this time around, and in fact, 6 months later, they're pregnant again.
Organizers estimate that 287,000 women die every year from problems caused by childbirth, and that 1 in 4 women could be saved if they had global access to contraception. What's more, they say 200 million couples in the developing world are unable to control the number and spacing of the birth of their children. In the United States, family planning is often a political issue, with debates over privacy, abortion, and a woman's right to choose.
It's unfortunate that in the U.S., family planning has become controversial. It shouldn't happen in this day and age. Couples should have a chance to plan the number and the timing of their children and have all the options available to them to do so.
Ethiopian fashion model Leah Kebede is helping to launch programming strategies for postpartum family planning. She has a foundation promoting maternal health. This year's International Conference on Family Planning is co-hosted by Ethiopia's Ministry of Health and the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population and Reproductive Health at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.